You are listening to
the Issur d'Rabbanan that we're not allowed to take medications on Shabbos unless you're in a lot of pain, unless you're chelosh eimba sakana, which you're lying down, you can't function normally. But anything less than that, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, like for a minor headache, for a minor toothache, for a minor stomach ache, for acid indigestion, all those things that are not major but uncomfortable, for a sniffle, for a little allergies. So all those situations where one is not permitted to take those kinds of medications, those are all based on Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, which we saw in previous weeks, that the Gemara tells us that Chachamim asered refuah, therapeutic activities, not just medicines, but therapeutic activities as well. Gzeirah Shema Yishchok Samimanu, you might come to grind herbs to make the medications. And we discussed what the nature of the Gzeirah is in other shiur, and that's not what I want to talk about now. I want to ask a very specific question tonight. And this is a question that Reb Chaim Noah raises in his Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan. Reb Chaim Noah is most famous for his shitos on shiurim, kezayis, revias, ama, tefach, etzba, right? The Chazanish has his shiurim, and who's the barplukta of the Chazanish? Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah was a Yerushalmi Gaon who lived in the early 1900s. I believe he was of Lubavitch descent, and he was a Gaon in Yerushalayim, and among the things that he's most famous for are those shiurim. But this has nothing to do with shiurim. This has to do with his pointing out that nowadays, and he does it in a more sophisticated way than just say it as I said it, he raises the issue that nowadays, perhaps since we don't grind medications, with the exception of perhaps a pharmacist among us, who maybe does grind medications, and the pharmacists, and the wife, and the husband of the pharmacist among us. Wow, we have two pharmacy people here, one small shiur, pretty incredible. So I guess maybe that's why they came, when I'm talking about medication. Incredible. So look at what he says. Basically, we're going to see only two sources tonight, primarily. The Ketzos HaShulchan and a Pri Chadosh. But this is going to really break, I broke each source of the Achronim into smaller sections, each idea into a different section. And this will take us into a general fundamental discussion in all those gzeros that Chachamim made many years ago because of a specific reason. If that reason doesn't apply, do we still have to abide by those takanos chazal? And we will see that there are opposing and contradictory indications in different places in Shas regarding different takanos. And there are going to be a lot of different takanos that we can talk about. But we'll get to there soon. Right now, let's talk only about medicines and the gzeira that you could come to grind it in a mortar and a pestle. The mortar is the bowl, and the pestle is the stick that grinds them into the bowl. Says the Ketzos HaShulchan, Venira, to issur refuah mishum gzeira shrika samvanim, kil tvei bizmanenu. It's more lenient in our zman. You know why? Kemen sha'achshav, he says 3 points. First of all, ein shchikim b'shchika samanim, ein bekiim, we're not experts in grinding up spices. Furthermore, they're only ground up by pharmacists in a pharmacy. Vaharakuchos nasos, meaning that the prescriptions are made by rokhin, that's a rokeach, ben is a pharmacist. In a basement of kachas in a pharmacy. And thirdly, they're only made al pi pekudas harofe with a prescription. So what do you mean? You're worried that in the kitchen, you're going to grind up something? First of all, you're not a pharmacist. Second of all, it's not a pharmacy. And third of all, you need a prescription, typically, for medication. So therefore, perhaps nowadays, lo shayach lemigzer dilma as l'shchika samamanim. We don't have to be concerned that nowadays you're going to come to grind it yourself. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam
shehakol nehyeh bidvaro. Amen.
Not
a lot of medications are prescribed.
Okay.
Over the
counter. Fine. Either way, they're not made at home.
Right.
Says the Ketzos HaShulchan, you know what this is very similar to? This is just like the Tosfos and Beitza that we saw in previous weeks, who says that nowadays it should be mutter to clap and dance and tap to music on Shabbos, and we should no longer apply the Mishnah that said that it's also to do those three things, because Lididan Zog Tosfos and Beitza, Einon Abikin Lasas Kleshir. Nowadays, which we're not experts in making these musical instruments, so the gzeira of Shem Yitak and Kleshir shouldn't apply. And therefore, Tosfos says that Bizman has that. Again, I don't know if we pass like Tosfos, but at least his position is that nowadays it should be mutter to clap and dance to music on Shabbos.
Wouldn't there be things that you might
I mean, for someone who would prepare instruments, be an easier story that someone might become knowledgeable in repairing instruments. And the farm is a little more outlandish to say.
Yes, we will see the Beis Yosef answer your question later. Beis Yosef, I don't know where it's going to be, but Beis Yosef says that since typically most people don't, therefore it's considered not shchiach. And you and I know that when there's a situation that's not shchiach, Chachamim didn't make the gzera on such a situation. So even if there would be a pharmacist, you know, every one out of two, how many pharmacists are in the country? 1 in 1,000 people are a pharmacist, 1 in 2,000, 5,000, there aren't so many pharmacists. But even for those 1 or 2 that are around, like in our shir where we have 2, then it doesn't matter. It's not shliach, and therefore we shouldn't make the gzera shouldn't apply because the double shlosh shliach.
An instrument, if to change a guitar string.
You're right. You're saying that Tosis is what Tosis said that in the 1100s, 1200s, they weren't bekim. You're saying that that kula doesn't apply nowadays, and right. Even Tosis would
anybody
agree that everybody would say it says. You're right. Now, do we paskin like that? The Rama now quotes this opinion of Tosis, who says that. Since the reason for dancing and clapping on Shabbos doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, you're allowed to do it. The Rama was quoted that Tosfos. Do we paskin like that? Well, the Rama himself says, I don't know if we paskin like this opinion. But you know what? Other Achronim do mention this Svar Lahaka. For example, bullet point number one, the Magen Avraham uses this as a sniff to be Meka when it comes to... Is anyone here with Mincha Maariv tonight? Good. I spoke with Dominic Hamad about this point specifically. The bells on Sifrei Torah, on the breastplates, on the crowns, even on parochas, are you allowed to have bells on Shabbos? So we talked about it for 7.5 minutes downstairs, and maybe we'll talk about it again next week. But that's a shaila, along with the discussion of the Achronim. Why are you allowed to have a bell on Shabbos? You're not allowed to have musical instruments. Why are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah if the bell's ringing? So there are different svaras, lekan ulekan, both to be mekel and to be machmer. Well, the Magen Avraham, for one, happens to be mekel, and you know what he cites as a kula? He cites this Tosfos that says that nowadays the svar, the gzera doesn't apply anymore because we don't know how to fix instruments. So by him quoting that as a sniff l'hakka, that means the Magen Avraham subscribes to this lambdas that if the tam ha-gzera no longer applies, the gzera itself no longer applies. And we could say the same by medicine. No longer applies. Similarly, Kein HaEli Rabba, the second bullet point, the Eli Rabba uses this similar svara to permit a Nachri at a chuppah playing instruments, without going into that. Another place where this svara was cited, La Halacha, was an Oda Behuda, which we talked about last week, and we talked about this week, between Mechamar, where the Oda Behuda talks about taking a ferry boat across the river in order to get to shul on Shabbos, to davening, to Kriyas HaTorah. You live on the other side of the river and you have to take a ferry by a guy. Are you allowed to do that? And the Rebbe Yehuda has quoted this svara that maybe the whole reason of taking a ferry or swimming nowadays, we're not worried you're going to tie a raft together with pieces of wood, and therefore the whole gzera of shayatim shouldn't apply b'zman hazeh. So even though the Rebbe Yehuda wasn't willing to be mako, the Rebbe Yehuda didn't know how to paskin in that shayla, interestingly enough. But you see that all these different poskim, Magen Avraham, Eli Rabba, and Rebbe Yehuda, all quote the svara that if the possibility of the svara that if something doesn't apply nowadays, if the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera itself shouldn't apply. And therefore, with the power of these various achronim, gdoli achronim who are poskim, use the svara, at least when it comes to musical instruments and swimming. So we could apply that same thing to medicines, and nowadays people don't grind medicines in our kitchens. So that's the shaila. Could we be making nowadays to take medications because the reason shulachora no longer apply? That's point number one. Now, the Reb Chaim Noah, the Ketzas HaShulchan, says let's look at a discussion of someone who discussed this issue, the Gaon Milublin, in source number 2. Well, Shas the Tshuva is Torah's Chesed of the Gaon Milublin. He quotes the Tshuva's Harash. The Tshuva's Harash says something interesting. I'll say it outside, and maybe we'll look inside, maybe we won't. The Tshuva's Harash is not, I don't remember what specific case he's talking about, which one of these different gzeiros he's talking about, but he says something fascinating. He says, let's say there is a certain gzeira that Chachamim made. We have the musical instrument one, we have the swimming one, we have the medicine one. And we'll say that nowadays it shouldn't apply. This svara doesn't apply. That reason doesn't apply nowadays. Says the Rush, when do we say that, oh, we're going to continue doing this gzera nevertheless? We won't continue doing the gzera nevertheless. Rush says, if everybody knows the reasoning for the gzera, and the gzera doesn't apply, then if the tam is batel, the gzera will be batel. But if people don't understand the reasoning behind the gzera, it's not common knowledge for the common Jewish peasant, the common Weibisch, typical high school, Jewish high school girl, she doesn't know what the reason for this specific gzera is, so then you can't apply the rule of batel hatam, batel ha gzera.
Do you have examples that the gzera is batel because the tam is batel?
Yes.
According to this
question. Sure. Let's talk about mayim achronim. Mayim achronim. Let's assume that every high school girl knows that mayim achronim is because of the melech sedomis, and we don't have melech sedomis nowadays. So therefore, since everybody knows that, therefore you could you don't have to do mayim achronim now. Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but I'm just. It's hard for me to give you an example. I'll tell you some other examples. Maybe as we go through a little further, we'll see some other examples. And says the Ma'arami Levim, let me explain what that means. Why would the Rush be Mekel? If it's something that people know the reason for it, then if the reason applies doesn't apply, we could be Mekel. Says Ma'arami Levim, says the Gomi Levim the following. He says, an interesting svara. If I see you violating a Gzera D'Rabbanan, I'll think it's mutter. Except if what? Except if I know, or if everybody knows, that the reason for this thing is usur, is reason XYZ, and reason XYZ no longer applies, then we don't have to be worried that somebody would look at you and say, this gzera, you know, you're violating gzera d'rabbanan. If there's something that people don't know the reasons for it, and you're gonna, let's say people don't know why you're not allowed, people know you can't take Advil on Shabbos unless you're really sick. Not everybody knows why. Not everybody knows the reason is because you might come to grind up an Advil in your kitchen, in your laboratory. A typical high school girl doesn't know that. And since a typical high school girl doesn't know that, she sees you taking Advil, she's going to think you are
violating
Gzeir Drabbanan. You don't have to keep the rabbinic laws. You don't have to keep these Gzeirs and the rabbis.
She's about secure.
What?
She's about secure.
She sees you walking around. You're dancing. I don't know. You're carrying your kids on your shoulders on the way home from shul. Basically. So you look fine, you're popping Advils, and she's going to assume, okay, you don't have to keep Gzeir Drabbanan. But if everyone knows what the reasons for something are, and the reason no longer applies, then if everyone knows that, if I see you benching without my machronim, and everyone knows that there's no Melech Sedomis nowadays, and the reason is for Melech Sedomis, so then if I see you benching without my machronim, I'm not going to accuse you of violating Dinim Drabbanan, and I'll say, the reason doesn't apply.
Well, why do you keep Yom Tov Shemish and Galuyot? We know the reason, and we know that we have killed.
Gemara says, we keep it because of Minhag.
Even we know
it's not a Gzeir Drabbanan. Nowadays, it's not a Gzeir Drabbanan. It's a Din Drabbanan. It's not a Gzeir Drabbanan of a Shavuos. Don't do this, because you might come to do that. That's not the case anymore. It's a Minhag of a Sein B'Yodin. Okay. Now, let's go to source number 3. The Ktos HaShulchan suggests a very interesting svara. I'm sorry, the Marad, the Gomi Lublin suggests a very interesting svara. What gzeros do we say that if the reason is no longer applicable, you don't have to keep it anymore? What gzeros do we say? No, once the gzero is set into stone, it's etched in stone, you can't change it. He says something fascinating. He says that when it comes to refuah, there were situations, even originally, when people did grind their medicines in their kitchens, even in that time in history, you know what? It wasn't a gzera across the board. There were exceptions even in those days. look at the exceptions on the bottom. We'll see why those exceptions will be important. Refuah she'eino nikeres, kegon uchlu n'mashke. You know, we mentioned the idea of somebody who eats chicken soup because they have a cold. Somebody who eats orange juice or grapefruit juice because they feel a cold coming. Somebody who drinks a cup of schnapps because they have a sore throat. Somebody who swallows a raw egg because they have a scratchy throat. All those things are mutter l'chatchila. Even though you're doing it for medical reasons, but why is it mutter? Because if somebody who watches thinks that it's food.
Normal food. Yeah.
It's food. They don't know that you're eating chicken soup because you have you need it for your flu. They think you like chicken soup. They don't know that you have a cold, that's why you're drinking grapefruit juice. They think you're a nut. You like grapefruit juice. I like grapefruit juice, I should say that. So similarly, where else do we find? We find some other kulas that the gzera of refuah does not apply across the board. For example, if you prepare something before Shabbos, there are sources that indicate that you don't have an isser of not taking that refuah on Shabbos. For example, the Gemara on the bottom of my page, Gemara on Shabbos Kuvches, you're allowed to, if you prepare kilorin from Erev Shabbos, I don't know what kilorin is. You prepare kilorin to put on your eye before Shabbos, then you're allowed to put it on Shabbos, because since you prepared it before Shabbos, there's a heker, and you're not going to come to, there's a heker that you prepared before Shabbos, you're not going to come to do it on Shabbos. So says the Gomi Lublin the following interesting svara. When do we say that if something applies, that if Chacham made a gzera, it will apply forever and ever and ever, and you can never uproot it? Elam Ken, you have a base in Gadol Hemer B'Chacham of Aminyan. When do we say that once a gzera is made, it's set into stone? That's if it's made across the board. But if in the original gzera, they said that there are exceptions where our own gzera doesn't apply, even to 1,000 years ago when Chacham made the gzera, 1,500 years ago when Chacham made the gzera, don't take medications. They said, except if the svara doesn't apply. Like, for example, it's for chicken soup or orange juice or grapefruit juice. And for example, we won't apply our Issa D'Rabbanan in a case where you prepare for Erev Shabbos. So there, Chacham built into their gzera that it's not a low plug. That it doesn't apply in all circumstances. If that's the case, if you know that there are exceptions to the original Gzerev Chazal Meikara, then if later in history the reason falls away, the Gzerev should fall away. And therefore, suggests the Gomi Lublin, if you have all these exceptions to the Gzerev of Chacham made the Gzerev of not to take medication on Shabbos, they made exceptions. They said if you prepare before Shabbos, it's okay, and if it's food, it's okay. So presumably, if nowadays the reason doesn't apply, Chachamim shouldn't, presumably did not apply their gzera to Bizman Hazeh. And that's a svara that you could be making.
Why would you need to potentially overturn the gzera? You can say that because today we usually purchase our medicines in drugstores, you're not going to go to the drugstore on Shabbos to purchase medicines.
Right, so that goes back to the shiur we had a week or two ago where we said, why is it that we allow you to take medicines that somebody will therefore come to grind it up? There are two svaras. I don't want to get into it now. The Rif said that if you start taking a medication and then you run out, because you're starting to get involved in it, because you're bahul about your health, you're like anxious about your health, you might come to get all worked up and when you need to, you might come to grind it out of anxiety, out of your out of feeling pressure about it, out of your behilus. Adam bohol al mamono, adam bohol al gufa. And Rashi had a different svaras. So I don't want to get into that now. That was a different discussion. Okay, now let's turn the page to look at point number four. Point number four is a svara that I mentioned in reference to Ben's question before. You remember when Tosis said that nowadays you don't have to worry about clapping and dancing because we don't make instruments nowadays? That's what Tosis says. The Beis Yosef explains what that means is that even if there is somebody who's an expert who knows how to fix instruments, that's not common. And therefore, it's lo shchiach. And therefore, for example, you know what it's like? It's like Mayim Megulin. What's the halacha nowadays? If you leave a cup of water open overnight, are you allowed to drink it the next day? Well, in the time of the Gemara, if you would leave a cup of liquid open overnight, we would be worried that what happened? A snake might have inserted his venom, spit his venom into your cup of, I don't know, soda, orange juice, water, and made it poisonous. Therefore, you're not allowed to drink it the next day. That was Dina de Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that nowadays we don't have snakes doing that. And I don't know about your kitchen, but in my kitchen, I've never seen a snake. Never. I don't know, you live on the next block, maybe by you they do. On Holly, maybe there are snakes. By me, on Hearts Lane, there are no snakes. What's it like? In Far Rockaway, are there snakes? No snakes in Far Rockaway either.
There's a snake in the bathroom in a different apartment a number of years
Okay,
ago.
So Baruch Hashem, it's not in the kitchen. So, it's also not common. Nechashim are not common. So therefore, again, even if, again, there is one person who knows how to grind, it's not common. That should be enough.
But that's specifically is because Rami Nassim says there that probably in the sentence is butter. If you strain, it's okay. If you're not concerned specifically about the harvest, that would be similar to what you said earlier about if the Rabbanan created an exception, then the general then is no longer low.
Right, so I don't know if that's the reason that I don't think the Beis Yosef is saying that svara. I hear you saying that svara, and I hear what you're saying, but the Beis Yosef wasn't saying that. So in the end,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the end, how does the Ketzos HaShulchan, how does the Rav Chaim Noah Paskin look at source number 5? Is he going to say that you're allowed to take medications after this discussion? He says, I'm not going to be making and just allow it straight ahead, but I'm going to give you 2 coolers tonight. Rabosai, if you came for this shiur just for this next minute, it's worth it. Because the next 2 coolers that we're going to get are actually quite nogeh halacha l'maisa, very much so. V'yesh la'asa snif mitzvarzu, since I tried to prove to you that maybe these... there is room to argue that the medications shouldn't apply. I'm not going to say that's correct. I'm not going to say you're allowed to take medication on Shabbos B'zman HaZeh. I'm not going to say that. But since it's certainly more lenient B'zman HaZeh, based on everything that we discussed, what happens when there's machlokas haposkim? Whatever, there's some machlokas haposkim in the sugya of refuah b'Shabbos. Since I just proved to you that there's good room, there is much room, there are many svaras to be makel in general about refuah b'Shabbos, so if you found the machlokas haposkim in it, you have the right to be makel in this sugya. Which is fabulous. You know, like we say that in Hilchas Erevin, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'erevin, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'Avelus. Special din, there are Avelus and an Erevin, we follow the lenient opinion. He's saying that nowadays, Refu B'Shabbos has that same Gedda, that if you find the Machlokas HaPoskim about whatever matter of Hilchas medicines on Shabbos, you have the right to be Mekel based on the fact that maybe B'zman HaZeh shouldn't be the Gzer at all. And further, this is really no Gila Maisa. You have no idea how many times this Shaila I've gotten, probably double digits. Over the years, I've probably gotten the Shaila in double digits. It applies both on Shabbos and when people are fasting. Rabbi, can I take medicine? How do you feel? How sick are you? So sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in bed, I can't move. I can't move, I'm terrible, I'm racking with pain, so of course you can. But there's a lot of gray. I'm not sure how sick I feel. Like, I'm not going to miss Mincha. I'm not going to sleep through Mincha Shabbos afternoon. I'm going to go to Mincha, but I really don't feel good. Or a person's fasting. You know, I have a dull headache. You know, it's not like I can't, you know, it's not like I can't keep on fasting. I could keep on fasting, but it's like, you know, again, is that called Chol Hashem Basikah? Is that not Chol Chol? So sometimes it's hard to have that exact precision. There's no number to affix on your pain. You know, when they in the hospital, they have these pieces of paper with a smiley on one end and a sad, crying face on the other end. Like, how much pain are you having? So some people always, like, depends on their personality. Some people are positive people and they're, you know, they always have very little pain, and other people always complain and always have terrible pain. It's nothing to do with the pain, it has to do with the personality. So it's very hard to say, is somebody a Chol Sheyesh, Bo Sheyem HaSekana? Says the Ketzos HaShulchan, says Rav Chaim Noah, look at the last bullet point in source number 5, V'chein Yesh HaNashim Ba'alei Tzveikos, Im Higil, Choli Kol Guf, such people, if you're not sure, if you're sick enough that you need to take medicine, guess what? I'm giving you a kula tonight, Rav Osai. Because medicines, B'zman HaZeh, there is room to be Mekel. We're not going to be Mekel. There is room to be Mekel. So if you ever find yourself, Chazor, in a situation that you might need to take medicine, but you don't know if you're sick enough, I'm telling you, you should know from it, but you're going to have this shaila this year. Every one of us is going to have this shaila this year. You don't feel good on Shabbos. Do I really feel sick enough that warrants taking medicine? If you're certain that sometimes you're certain, but if you're not certain, then you can be mekel. Incredible kula of Ruch Chaim Noam. Such people, yichom lismach leheter fu bizman hazeh, to lo shayach kol kach, shash shchika samimanim. But of course, if it's just a mild ache, a mild pain, it's a little acid indigestion, a mild headache, a little toothache, a little mild stomach ache, then of course, we're not going to be mekel even bizman hazeh. That's the conclusion of this very beautiful shtickle of the Ketos HaShulchan, Masuk Mitvash. It's a beautiful, beautiful shtickle, beautifully organized, with the svaras, the kanan, and a beautiful psak at the end.
As it was like one of the few conditions where you actually could still have the zero, because you could easily take they have on boxes of baking soda, they have how you mix baking soda with the water, and then you drink the thing.
So baking soda with water, I don't know if that's a drink. That's not a drink of the Briam drink. I think it would be considered medication.
Yeah.
I think that would be asur. Because it's not like grapefruit juice. Normal people who are not sick do drink grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
Nobody who's normal who's not sick drinks water with baking soda for indigestion.
Yeah.
Meaning, if you have indigestion, then you need to take it, you'll do it. But nobody's stomach drinks that. Okay. Let's now broaden our perspective and talk about the sugya in shadow. We're not just going to... That was everything we spoke about until now was all specified specifically about medications on Shabbos. Now let's talk about general things. When does a takana of Chazal apply, even if the reason no longer applies? And when do we say no? If the reason no longer applies, so let's drop this whole takana. So we're going to go through, and I mentioned some of these to Mircha Marav a week or two ago, but if you might have heard one or two of them, but you didn't hear the whole piece together. I'd like to learn a Pri Chodesh on this topic. The Pri Chodesh is in Yoredeh, Simon Kavtes Zayin, Pri Chodesh Sif Katan Beis. And he starts with the question of snakes. I think that's what the Yoredei talks about snakes, and the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that nowadays we don't have snakes in our kitchens, and therefore if you leave... I got this shaila a few times. In the past week I got a shaila like this. Somebody asked me a shaila this week, I think. Rabbi, I left a bottle of Poland Spring open overnight, can I drink it? And I told him, do you have snakes in your kitchen? And I told him he could drink it. So why is that? Why are we saying, the reason doesn't apply? And we're so flippant to say, the reason doesn't apply? Go ahead. The gzeira doesn't apply anymore. We didn't say that a minute ago when it comes to medicines. So let's see. We're going to go through another few takanos chazal, where the reasons don't apply, and yet we do continue to keep that gzeira. Number one, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah writes the very famous halacha of Sholin, B'hilchos ha-Pesach shloshim yom kodem ha-chag. Why do you have to learn or ask shailas or whatever the halachas of sholem b'hilchos ha-Pesach shloshim yom kodem ha-chag? So you think because there are a lot of halachas you have to learn. You have to learn hilchos matzah, bishul matzah, achilas matzah, hilchos chametz, hilchos dalikosos, hilchos magid, hilchos cholamoid. Says Tosos, no. You have to learn hilchos korban pesach. Korban pesach has a lot of halachas. So homosechus pesachim. There are a lot of halachas. That's why you have to learn it 30 days before. But wait a second. Nowadays, we don't have a Korban Pesach. Yet we all know that there does still apply. It's the first sif in Hilchos Pesach, I believe. That Sholim and Darshim Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Why does that halacha still apply if we don't have? Okay, that's fair. That's a good nice answer. Meher Yibana Beshankar. Even though the reason doesn't apply, but Meher Yibana HaMikdash, so you want to prepare yourself. I hear. Fine. Are you allowed to make up that? Are you allowed to make that up? Like, or do you need a Gemara to say, like, we can do this because Meher Yibana HaMikdash?
You're trying to remove a halacha. So I'm giving the argument.
You're arguing well. You're arguing well. I hear. I accept what you said. Meher Yibana HaMikdash, it's a nice svar. Okay. Fine. Let's move to the next one. You'll answer the next question also. The halacha is, Rabbi Osa, you're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why? Why is it also do malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos? You're not supposed to get a haircut, Rabbi Osa. Sfira is coming, you have to go to get a haircut in the morning. You should shave in the morning. You shouldn't shave Erev Pesach right before Yontif. You should do laundry. If you didn't do laundry, you're allowed to be the Yavid. But you're not supposed to do laundry after Chatzos. You're not supposed to shave after Chatzos. You're not supposed to get a haircut after Chatzos Erev Pesach. Why? Because it's a yantif. What?
It's not a
Yeah, it's Korban Pesach. But Bizman has said we still practice this Isser even though there's no Korban Pesach. Why? So you're going to answer the same answer. I don't know if it ends, but it answers as well, because here, if you didn't have a minui from before, you can't do it. Right, it might not work for this one. Okay, fine. Why don't we say that since we don't have the base of Mitar, so this Enos and Malacha, Erev Pesach, Hefta Chatzos, falls away, just like the open bottles left overnight, we're not worried about snakes, so the whole Gzera falls away? Why? What's the difference? Haka by Nechashim we're Mekel, but by doing Malacha, Erev Pesach, Hefta Chatzos, we're Machmir. Third Halacha, this is very Nogel Maisa. Cheese. You can only buy cheese from a kosher, from a Jewish company. It's not enough to be Chal of Yisrael, it has to be Gvinas Yisrael. Meaning, you don't, even if you don't eat Chal of Yisrael, like Miller's cheese, you still need to eat Gvinas Yisrael. So, for example, if you have cheese that's OUD, of course, made by a non kosher company, even though all the ingredients are kosher, it's still Gvinas Akam, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Of course, we know the reason why the Gemara says you have to have kosher cheese is because we were worried that in the olden days they used to catalyze. They used to use the enzymes in the inside the stomach of an animal. We're worried that in a goyim might use the stomach of a non kosher animal to provide the enzyme to rennet. And therefore, even though nowadays everybody uses synthetic rennet or vegetable rennet, this gzera still applies. That's why kosher cheese is expensive. It has to be owned by a kosher company. It has to be owned by a Jew.
Wouldn't the hechsher doesn't work.
No, what I mean to say is that a hechsher will not give a hechsher on a non-Jewish company making cheese, hard cheese. Because they know the halacha, that you can't have cheese manufactured by a non-Jew. So it has to be a Jewish company. So it doesn't have to be Chol of Yisrael, right? Miller's cheese is not Chol of Yisrael,
yeah.
But it's kosher, because it's owned by Mr. Miller, who's Jewish. I don't think it's Mr. Miller anymore, but...
It's owned by
Ha'olam. Oh, really? It's owned by Ha'olam? Really? That's why cheese is so expensive. It's one big monopoly. Fascinating.
If I go into Shoprite in New Jersey, and I happen to know the house brand of cheese is kosher.
So the hard cheese, even if all the ingredients
are...
Talking about hard cheese. I'm not talking about cottage cheese and butter and
cheese. I'm talking
about
cheddar mozzarella.
Cheddar mozzarella, yeah. So if you know that all the ingredients in the cheddar mozzarella are kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. You know the guy. You know...
I don't know how the thing works.
So it's still not going to be kosher because it's not made. That's the gzeres d'rabanan, gvina shelacha. The problem is, nobody uses the stomachs of paleo string cheese just became kosher, right? Yes. Oh, that's interesting. It's not a kosher company. Why? Maybe it's not a hard cheese. String cheese, right? It's not a hard cheese.
Kraft.
Right? It's not a kosher company. Is that Kraft the same as Kraft of the New England Patriots?
Robert Kraft.
Yes, yeah, same guy? Yeah, it's not a public traded company. I don't know. It's definitely a public traded company. But without getting into the details, how come Gvina Shalakam is still applied nowadays, but the reason doesn't apply? No one makes cheese, no companies make cheese with stomachs of animals. So what's the difference? Why, how come snakes, we're not worried about snakes anymore, it's all mutter. But the other things we say, they're still usher, even though the reasons don't apply. And just to add more confusion, look on page 3. I'll show you a few halachas where in the Kamari, you already see that if the reason didn't apply, just like by snakes, then we throw out the gzera. I'll show you another place where we throw out the gzera. The Kamari of Avodah Zarah tells us, the mission of Avodah Zarah, first mission in the sense of Avodah Zarah tells us that you're not allowed to do business with a guy 3 days before Yontif. Why not? Because they'll be thankful when their holiday comes, they'll be appreciative, they'll be thankful to their God, they'll give him some sacrifices, they'll thank him, they'll go pray, they'll go to the church to thank him. So you're not allowed to do business 3 days before Yantam, which by the way means, as the Rambam says explicitly, when are you not allowed to do business with Christians? Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm sorry, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos.
Because
Every Sunday is their holiday. Fascinating, huh? Okay. So, there's a story though. The Gemara there says in Samach Dalad Amud Beis and Avodah Zarah. Look at the second line of source number 7. Rav Yehuda Shadar Le Kurbana Le Avidrana B'Yom Eido. A guy named Avidrana was a non-Jew, And Rabbi Yehuda sent him an animal to use as a korban, and said, or to use for whatever reason, and Rabbi Yehuda said, you know what, I know that he's not religious. I know he's a non-religious Christian. He's a non-practicing, you know, Gentile. What do you say? What do you mean? Chacham made a gzeir, you're not allowed to do business with a guy 3 days before Yontif. And all of a sudden you're saying, oh, but if you know that he doesn't practice, and he's not going to go to church, he's not going to go to the mass, he's not going to go to wherever he goes, that it's mutter? Just the reason doesn't apply, so you're just making it mutter? That's what Rabbi Yehuda is doing. Rabbi Yehuda sounds like the first conservative rabbi. Now the reason doesn't apply anymore. You know, that was only in the olden days when they were all real idolaters, but now it's all mutter. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is the father of conservative rabbis, Chas v'Shalom. Secondly, we're not going to get into another similar story, which we don't have to get into. So how come we have these, some halachas we say, if the reason doesn't apply, we throw the halacha away. Like this, you know, 3 days before, and with the snakes. But other halachas we say that even if the reason doesn't apply, we do continue to keep the reason. We do continue to keep the gzera, like by cheeses, and like by Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad. So how come we have two different, you look through Shas, you find some gzeras we throw away, when the reason doesn't apply, and some gzeras we say, even when the reason no longer applies, we still keep those gzeras. How do you figure out which one is which? So, let's see. Let's finish off with an answer of the Pri Chadash. Let's add one point to the question, then we'll give his answer. On the bottom of page 3, source number 9, the Pri Chadash quotes a fascinating, well, we're also going to throw into the mix, of course, Melech Sodomus. Melech Sodomus, the Tosus says, and nowadays we don't have Melech Sodomus anymore, so we don't have to wait to do Mayim Achronim, because you don't have this salt that could get into your eyes. Tosus says, so again, we're throwing the Gezerah out, because the reason doesn't apply. And then there's another interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma talks about the following. Talks about a certain spirit called Shivta. Shivta is a very unusual dark force or spiritual force that if a woman would feed a baby who's 4 or 5 years old without washing her hands first, that baby would choke because of the spirit of the Shivta spirit. Okay? Do you know any ladies who have a 4 year Mr. Bloom, you have a 4 or 5 year old? I have a 5 year old. You have a 5 year old brother? You have a 4 or 5 year old? Yeah, you have. Yeah? So do all of our wives, our sisters, make sure that they wash their hands before they feed bread to that 4 or 5 year old? And if not, Chas v'Shalom, the kid could choke? We don't do that nowadays. What do you mean? The Chacham made a gzera, that you have to wash your hands before you do it because of this spirit, the Shifta spirit. We don't practice that nowadays. So Tosa says, you know what, we don't do that nowadays. Tosa says, if the underlying line of source number 9, Masha Olam Enis Haram Asha Mizeh Lefisha Enos Aruach Rosh Ora Beila Malchios. Where we live, this spirit doesn't reside. Maybe it was somewhere, you know, I don't know, on the hills of Tzfas. Maybe it's over there. But all I know is that in Farakwa and in Lawrence, we definitely don't have this spirit. So we don't have to worry.
Most of these examples are
Sakana. Interesting thing to think about, and I hear your point, but not all of them. I hear what you're saying. You have Shifta, you have Melech Sodomus, you have the Nachash. That's true. But there are others also. So now let's turn the page and see the Pri Chadash's answer to figure out when do we yes say that a Gzer Chazal is forever, and when do we say if the reason no longer applies, the Gzer no longer applies. Says the Pri Chadash, the answer is geographic. It depends if this Tachkana was instituted all around the world or not all around the world. And therefore, says top of page 4. Shifta, even in the time of the Gemara, it didn't apply in all the places. If that spirit didn't apply in a certain area, then that Gzera didn't apply in that area. When the Gemara made the Gzera, that if you have snakes, you can't drink the water, what about if you lived in... where are there no snakes?
Florida,
there are alligators. Alligators in Florida. Iceland, thank you, exactly what I was thinking. If you live in Iceland in the time of the Gemara, you were able to drink the water because there are no snakes. They made the Gzera, where there are snakes, don't drink the water. Where there are no snakes, The corollary is obviously where there are no snakes, you could drink the water. Thirdly, zuga, similar to what we see by zugos, right? Zugos, we know the Gemara and Pesachim talks about if you're not makpid, then they're not going to do it. Okay, not getting into that. Similarly, with Melech Sodomus. Melech Sodomus was not a takana for Mayim Achronim that applied, suggested pre-chadash. I mean, maybe you could argue on him. But he suggests that when Chachamim made the Gzera Drabbanah to do Mayim Achronim, that only applied in those cities that had those neighborhoods that lived near Sodom, in Eretz Yisrael, and those environs that used Melech Sodomus. But if you lived in Iran, in some city which was around in the time of in Sura and Papadisa, some other city, I don't know where. That's probably not. You lived in Shushan. You lived in some other city where they didn't use Melech Sodomus, so that Gzera didn't apply. So therefore, says the Pri Chadash Im Kain, the first wide line on page 4. B'chol hani bevade kisha asru tchila lo asru ela b'makom sheyesh chashash aval b'iyim rechokim. But in those faraway islands or wherever you might say, where all these gzeros don't apply initially, the gzera never applied to those places. And therefore, says the Pri Chadash, nowadays, if we find ourselves as like one of those far-flung places where even in the time of Chazal, the Gzer never applied, then we could say, if the Gzer no longer applies to us, we're not going to have to keep that Gzer. And therefore, when you have something like medicine, so with this we'll finish, where did Chachamim say in a place that doesn't grind their medications, they're allowed to do medicine on Shabbos? No, it's not a function of where you live. Chacham made across the board gzera. Since we're worried that you might come to grind, so therefore all around the world we're making gzera drabbanan in the time of 500 of the Common Era, when the Gemara was written. No, it was earlier, it was the time of the Mishnayos. In the year 200, 100 of the Common Era, when the Mishnas were written, Mishnayos, when the Tanaim lived, and they said, we're making a gzera drabbanan, maybe it was earlier than that, that you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because you might come to grind it. It has nothing to do with this location, that location, this location, that location. If that's the case, says the Pri Chadash, even if the Gzera no longer, the Svara no longer applies, the Tam no longer applies, the Gzera will continue to be effective. And with this Yesod, he wants to answer up all those Svara, all the other cases. And therefore he says, so too with Gvina. Gvina applies because when Chachom made their Gzera about Gvina, that you have to have Jewish made cheese, they didn't say, in those communities where you make cheese out of stomachs, don't you have to have Jewish cheese. They made a Gzera that because they were worried about cheese made from the stomach of an animal, of an aquatic animal. They made their gzera for anywhere in the world. So too, Shalin Shalom B'Hilchas HaPesach. Yes, it wasn't that just in Eretz Yisrael where they were going to bring a carbon paste. Let's say you lived in far away in Greece or something, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You still had the halachas of Shalom B'Shloshim Hayom Kodem HaPesach. So you still have the Isser of Shloshim Hayom, because the halachas applied everywhere, even though the reason might not apply to you, and the reason might no longer apply to us without the Beis HaMikdash. But since the geographically, that's the sort of the Pri Chadash, geographically, if the Takana was established every geographic location, then it's going to apply forever and ever and ever. If even in the time of Chazal, it only applied in some locations and not in other locations, then later in history, in today's time, if the reason no longer applies, we will say that the Takana no longer applies. So just to summarize everything we did tonight, everyone holds that the gzera of the isra of medications still applies with Zman Hazeh. However, we saw the kula that Reb Chaim Noach comes out, the Ksos HaShulchan comes out with two kulas that I think very nogei halach lamaisa. Number one, if a person is mesub, if there's machlokes haposkin, if this is medication or not, if this is aser altsrefu or not, you could be mekel. And point number two, if you're not sure, if a person is not sure if they are sufficiently sick to qualify as able to take medicine, again they could be mekel because, again, the svaras are strong svaras. But the Pri Chadash tells us that the way to answer up all the different cases of Chazal is based on what was geographically applicable across the board. If it's geographically applicable across the board in all locations in the time of Chazal, then that takana will be instituted forevermore. Elam Kane, you have a base in Gadolheim and a Bechachm of him.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.